you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
And if you're saying something that don't agree with the word, now if you're saying God told you something specifically, I can't argue. That's why I don't tell people, unless they say something against the word, oh, God, Pastor Cook, the Lord spoke to me last night and he told me that I was going to be a missionary. I was going to minister millions. I said, well, praise God, if it's God, it'll be so. Because you can't, don't crush people's dream. That may be God. I don't know, but if they say something great, they may, every evidence of them to me may be they're not going to do it, but I still don't know. People change. God may be telling them that as an impetus to start them to change. God may be leading them as a spirit to get in a position. I can't tell anybody anything's wrong that I don't have the word on either, or I wouldn't be in faith. The word establishes it. The word and the spirit agree. If you train your human spirit, you would be no more spiritually trained than you have knowledge of the word of God. If you have small knowledge of the word of God, you have small ability to discern the voice of God. Because there's too many filters you got missing when the virus comes through that's Satan's voice. And it comes through because you don't have to filter on finances. No, you're lying. I don't have to be poor. Well, you know, God don't know none of these riches of the world. So you got all that stuff Satan sliding in through churches. And then if you don't have to filter the word of God that says, my God wants me to be head, not tail, above, not beneath. If you don't have that antivirus definition to grab that thing and pull it, bring every word into captivity, every thought into captivity to the word of God. Amen. That means when they come in, line them up. Not the word. Pull it down. Don't let it take root. Yep. Don't let it even take root. But if you don't have very much knowledge of the word, you got to go by whether you feel God would say that or not. And you're going to have a lot of problems discerning the voice of God trying to feel it. You know, you're out there, is that God or not? Is that God? I don't know. You're walking blind. You're walking spiritually blind. And you're going to have a problem. As many as are led by the Spirit and mature sons of God, you got to meditate that word because that makes your spirit and makes your knowledge and your understanding of the word a safe guide. When you feed your spirit the word of God, which is the only thing it eats, and you build your spirit on the word of God, it becomes a safe guide and its voice gets stronger because the Holy Spirit can bring back to your remembrance what you remembered. If you didn't meditate it, it's not remembered. So it ain't no remembering to do. You heard it before, but you never remembered it to your spirit, to your being, like once upon a night, midnight dreary. That's part of me. I might be dying saying, Helen say, I see them once upon a midnight dreary. I'm drifting in and out from this realm and the next, so wandered weary. You know, that may still be there. Because, and I go years and don't even think of it, don't use it, but it's just there. It's been remembered so it can be remembered. Meditate the word of God to get it on the inside of you, to train your human spirit so it can be a safe guide, so it can have a stronger voice, so it can have better definitions for the virus to recognize more types of stuff that's not the word. Is that understandable? Romans 2:13. For not the hearers of the law are just. We're coming from 1:22 in James. Be not doers of the word, be not hearers of the word, but doers. Be not hearers only, but doers of the word. Be doers. You have to do something. Don't just hear. You have to act. You have to do. Faith without actions. If you can read the rest of James 1 and James 2, says faith without works is dead, been alone, because they're all in the same context. Do. People in faith do. People in faith do. People don't do not in faith. People do what? People do the word in faith. People who hear the word but don't do the word are not in faith. If you're not in faith, you're not going to be justified. You're not going to be righteous. For not the hearers of the law are just, and you say the word of God, not the hearers of the word of God are just before God. And this is New Testament, so don't think they talk about Old Testament law. They talk about the Old Testament law that was still in existence that came over to New Testament, the part they didn't do away with, like walk in love and part that wasn't fulfilled. This is the stuff that's still here. You're still supposed to walk in love. And all of the Ten Commandments you're still supposed to do. You still shouldn't lie, cheat, steal, adulterate. You still shouldn't do those things. Blaspheme God, they didn't change. It's just that they're summed up in love. Because if you love God, you won't do those naturally. If you love your neighbor, you won't steal from your neighbor. You won't rob your neighbor. You won't do those things to your neighbor. So let's go here. It says, for not the hearers of the law are just before God, But the doers of the law shall be justified before God. Not the hearers are just. Now think about that, because that's an exclusionary statement to leave some folk out. We know I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm justified by blah, blah, blah. But the same person wrote that also said, you still got to do. Otherwise, all that justified by faith ain't there, because you don't have no do, and faith without do is not faith. You see? So it's never been justification just because my belief in Jesus. It's justification because of my faith in Jesus. So you believe in him, but because you believe in him, you live a life commensurate with that confession of faith, and faith does. That's what he's trying to clarify. But people love to just stop on that little half scripture part there and just run off with that. Oh, I don't have to do nothing. I call it lazy Christianity. I don't have to do nothing. All I have to do ever is get saved. Once I get saved, I'm set. Don't have to do anything ever again. Just get saved. That's not true.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Just because my belief in Jesus is justification because of my faith in Jesus. So you believe in him, but because you believe in him, you live a life commensurate with that confession of faith, and faith does. That's what he's trying to clarify. But people love to just stop on that little half scripture part there and just run off with that. Oh, I don't have to do nothing. I call it lazy Christianity. I don't have to do nothing. All I have to do ever is get saved. Once I get saved, I'm set. Don't have to do anything ever again. Just get saved. That's not true. Because if you don't live right and you don't continue in God, you will burn in hell. You can make up your mind anytime to say, you know what? I ain't in faith no more. I ain't doing nothing else. I walked down the aisle. I got saved. I lived right for a week or two. Then I start following my flesh. God, you got to let me in heaven. Whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. If you sow unto the flesh, you will reap of the flesh. Corruption and death. Don't ever let up on your doing. Because when you let up on your doing, you let up on your faith. And by faith, by grace through faith, are you saved. And you can stop in the middle of the tunnel and still not get to Canada. And the time's going to come when you really going to wish you was in Canada. A time called eternity. And everybody ain't in Canada in eternity. They're going to stay where they are in Detroit. You want to get out of Egypt and get back to Israel, believe me. But if you get stuck in the tunnel, that's still in Israel. Egypt, I'm sorry, that's still in Egypt. You have to get through. Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law. Let's go to 1 John 3. 1 John 3. You still out there? You guys got so quiet. Is that because you're learning or what? Is it blessing your spirit? Your flesh may not like it, but is it blessing your spirit? I don't even worry about my flesh anymore. That thing will get me in trouble. Forget about that thing. Desires of flesh. Do like Paul said, I consider my body now dead, you know, and it's under the grave, and you just got to reckon it dead. If you don't reckon it dead, you're going to get in trouble. You got to reckon it dead. All right, where are we at? 1 John 3, and let's go to verse 1 John 3:7. 1 John 3:7 says, little children, talk about the children of God, the family of God, little children. Let no man, they're not talking about literally little kids. They're talking about the children of God. Little children, let no man deceive you. All right, now. You know, when you read the Bible, the way I say it is say, read the Bible with a question mark in your head. Like, why? What? What are they talking about? Because if kids want to learn how to comprehend, you're not going to comprehend if you don't read with a question. What are they trying to tell me? What are they trying to say? I won't even focus on what's going on in the story. What is this story trying to tell me? What is this lesson supposed to be telling me? What is this book about? What is this passage about? Little children. Okay, who are they talking about? Little big kids? I got who that is. They're talking about adults from the context of the other place. Let no man deceive you. Well, they talk about woman only. It was gender neutral. Not just man, not just woman. It's gender neutral. Let no person deceive you. I know what deception is. Somebody tell you something when they're trying to hoodwink you. They're trying to lead you astray. They're trying to mislead you. Well, that's good. God says, don't let anybody deceive you. Well, I'm all with that, God. I can roll with that. That's good. I don't want to be deceived. But let's see how they may try and deceive me. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he who is righteous. So some people were trying to deceive me to teaching me with a robe on and a cross on top of the building or out in the street. Usually, a lot of times, you find the New Testament is really attacking ministers and false teachers and false prophets far more than to talk about you with the world. Because the world reveals themselves as the world. But there's some worldly people that come dressed up like angels that don't reveal themselves so openly. There's some devils that come up dressed up like saints. There is a lot of teaching in the New Testament warning against false prophets. They said in latter days there should be many who shall deceive many. And only those who stay with the true word of God and don't follow the pop theology or pop doctrines of the day, and those who really look to the word, and when these guys come up with this new stuff, somebody say, there ain't no scripture for that. The little children, let no man deceive you. Well, you mean to tell me there's folk out there trying to deceive me? Is that what you're trying to tell me, God? Because you're telling me to beware of deception. Man, what deception you want to beware of? People who teach that you can be righteous without living right. The deception, he that doeth righteous is righteous, is the truth, even as he is right. The deception is anybody telling you, you don't have to do right, just walk down the aisle and give your life to Jesus, then live like the devil or however you want to, long as you try hard, long as you pray hard, long as you come to church. If you don't do the word, you're going to hell. Now, don't let Satan run this to the extremes. Well, I'm not perfect. We didn't say you're going to be perfect right now, but you should be more perfect now than you were 3 weeks ago. Why? Because you at least heard 6 sermons since then. Because all the words you hear should be depositing something in you. Grace deposits and truth impartations, one of my Bible school teachers used to say. Grace is being deposited in you. Truth is being imparted to you. And if it's sown in, no word returns void. If you sow it down your heart, I guarantee you that day it changes you. Now, you need to keep hearing and bringing in remembrance, but there's no word you sow. Now, the word of God returned void. Not the word of God heard won't return void. The word of God captured. Capture the revelation through meditation. Capture the revelation through meditation. Let's go on a little bit further. I see you don't like that either. But that every now and then you teach something they don't like, so you got to keep going, you know. That's not all of you, just some of you. 1 John 3:7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous. Now, what are they saying who's righteous? The people who do. Who are they saying is justified? The people who do. Who are they saying in faith? The people who do. Where does it let you stop short of doing and still be justified? Stop short of doing and still be in faith. When faith without works is dead, you have to do works to do. You can't be in faith. You can't be justified. You can't be righteous for God if you don't do. Where does that leave you if you're not justified, declared righteous by God, declared just by God, and you're not in faith? Where do those people go? Doesn't matter if they go to church, they go to hell too.
Today's message has been part 2 of the 2-part series titled, Train the Human Spirit.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.